seen some amazing hapu leaders who've stepped up at the time when we really needed to get out and get access to kai for our whānau, for our kaumātua, and for our whānau. Of course, we're also thankful for the education system. Why? Because it means we know we can let our kids are going to school and we know they're going to have breakfast and they're going to have a lunch. You know, and that's something else that in the urban environment, you're already experiencing that. That happens with us too. And just knowing that your kids can go to school and get a decent kai is incredible. Now, when that safety net's taken away, it falls back on the whānau. And with the whānau who don't receive big incomes here or can't even get into town or jump in the cousin's car to get into town and get the shared ride because the car's legal, it creates another level of anxiety on top of everything else. So a lot of the time we've been managing expectations for kaumātua and for our whānau. What's been interesting, a difference from this one to the last lockdown has been our kaumātua have been receiving the kai packs. So that was a really big indicator to us around, one, the turnover time between lockdown. It was so quick, we didn't respond fast enough. And then the access for them as well. So that's been a couple of the key findings just around the kai. And of course, we were already in full swing with the housing, trying to create conversation across the sectors to talk to us already around the housing, the whole thing around housing. So yeah, koina noiho, you know, on top of that, we've got the ECNA that we've been battling. A good outcome on that is that it's not on multiply owned Māori land, thank goodness, which is what we were advocating, as well as we didn't want to have it over Docklands because Ngāpuhi haven't even had the conversation with the Crown yet. So while it may suit post-treaty settlement entities, it certainly doesn't suit Ngāpuhi and Hapu, who haven't had a chance to even talk about Docklands yet. So, you know, it is a responsiveness that we're kind of being falling into and an ad hoc space, really, because it's been consistent from ECNA to now it's the MEAs or the MEAs, which is our marine ecological areas, and then we're going into three waters reforms as well. So the entities that we're going to have to look at around water. So that's kind of where we're at. We certainly have some immediate short and medium-term solutions that we're hopefully going to rock out in the next, say, 1 to 5 years at least, and you know, hopefully make a change around housing here in Hokianga, because, of course, we're about 50 years behind the rest of the nation, especially in terms of Māori ownership of houses. You know, I think we're about 25% is the current rate of Māori ownership of houses across the country. And Hokianga is probably a lot less. You know, so in terms of where housing is at, we've got a huge amount of catching up to do, and it's not going to happen in 5 years or even 10 years. It'll take us some time. But at least we can hopefully put a few foundations in the ground and plant a few seeds and nurture this garden. Because the key thing is calibrating that with tikanga. All of our kaupapa seem to be coming to a head now around they are definitely calibrated with tikanga as opposed to just being responsive to them. And that's the important part if we've learned anything from the past. So he oi anō, koina noiho I aka kōrero mō tēnei wā.
Tēnā koe te tūne, me mihiro ki kia koe me au whakaanui tuka ke ko whakaore pota mai ngā huinga e pāna ki a koutou me ngā whanaunga mai hoki anu I a kupe retana hoki ki ngā whanaunga kā tō potono I te motu nei hono me mea anoki kia koe a te wakaroano kia koe, ne?
Kia ora, ngā mahi.